Want more Cliffo and Gabby?
Download the Hit app. This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
I had a really interesting conversation with a colleague in the kitchen yesterday while we were organising our lunch. He had a bit of leftover pizza to heat up in the microwave to have as his lunchtime meal.
Seems irrelevant.
Irrelevant.
Is it relevant?
Totally relevant.
Okay.
Because that was where the discussion came from. I was like, smells good. He's like, oh, yeah. So he had pizza for dinner last night. I was like, well, obviously. Otherwise, why would you have leftovers?
But I stole this from somebody else.
Yeah. The reason he had pizza was because his 16-year-old son was lazing around the house and he goes, oh, God, I really feel like pizza for dinner. And our colleague turned around and was like, well, mate, if you're going to get pizza for dinner for yourself, you can buy pizza for the entire family. And that was kind of his way of deterring the pizza conversation.
The classic threat when you're in that teenage age, when you've got that little bit of your own money just, but you still don't pay rent or anything like that. And, yeah, you sort of get a bit
cocky with your money.
And your parents are constantly battling with you to try and keep you grounded,
and try to make sure you're saving and you're investing and, you know, not just squalloring it all on pizza. But he was like, oh, I really feel like it. And he goes, well, you can buy the whole family pizza then if you want, mate. Thinking, not going to happen. And the kid goes, all right, what do we all want? And starts writing it down.
Checkmate, Dad.
Ends up buying the entire family pizza for dinner because he felt like it. And I turn around, I'm like, what kid can afford to buy the family dinner or would do that anyway.
Finally, a story where the kids
Are given back. Yeah.
Normally you hear of the teenagers just taking and the parents upset about it. This time,
given back.
Shouting back. How good.
Yeah. Turns out his kid actually does like a letter drop. Catalogues to the letterbox drop of a daily basis. So he gets a bit of money through that. He does odd jobs around the place as well. And so he's earning his own coin and he's happy to shout the fam. And he got me to thinking, bet you he's richer than his parents.
Probably.
If he's shouting the parents pizza on a Wednesday night.
Well, he's richer than me, definitely.
Yeah. 13, 12, 16. Is your kid richer than you?
Oh.
Does your kid have more money in the bank?
I'm interested to see if there's parents out there that have that are willing to call them 13, 12, 16 to admit that the kids got a little more funds.
I reckon I had more money in my Dolomite account than my parents when I was a kid.
I reckon I have more money in my Dolomite account than I do now.
Yeah.
I probably still do. I should check that out. 13, 12, 16, is your kid richer than you?
Yes. My son, Hunter, his grandfather gave him this, like, commemorative Olympic coin as a present. I looked that bad boy up the other day. It's worth about $3,500.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do with it? Like, is he allowed to play with it? Or
it's in his shelf, but he keeps putting it in his, like, little, because he's, you know, he's seven. He keeps putting it in his wallet to take with him to the shops and stuff because he thinks it's cool. I'm worried he's going to give it to someone.
Oh, my God. He's gonna have that in the cabinet locked away. I wouldn't be letting him touch it.
He's going to put it in the skill test of the claw machine.
Oh, don't.
Hey, but I won a $2 toy.
Woo!
Kid breakfast with Cliffo and Gabby.
Justin is not excited about this next segment.
Look, I'm open for eating a lot of different things.
Yeah.
This is, I don't know, I feel I'm a bit squirmish about this one, even though I know it's silly, but still.
Which surprises me because one of your idols is Pumbaa from The Lion King. And so I thought you'd be really into this. That's why I organised it. We actually have this really cool new exhibit that's happening at the Museum of Tropical Queensland at the moment. So we have Claire in to tell us more about it. Claire, what is your title there at the museum?
Okay, I'm the Exhibitions and Public Programs Officer. So I help with putting in new exhibitions and I also do all the public contact. So I organise holiday programs and all that fun stuff.
And that's what we're talking about, the holiday program.
Yes. Yeah.
They always do really cool stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, you want to get the kids out and have fun, but also kind of get them a bit of an education while they're doing
Absolutely. And they've found an incredible balance. But this morning, you've come in with a tray. So picture that old school tray that everyone's mum has in the corner cupboard that she might put cheese and dip and
Yeah, it's a divided Tupperware tray.
Yeah. Okay, that's the name for it. I just call it mum's cheese tray. But it's not got your normal condiments in it.
No, because tell us a little about what the live exhibit is at the moment for the holiday program.
Okay, well, what we've got is a whole lot of invertebrates live. So we've got insects and we've got spiders and we've got a scorpion, and these are live and they're in enclosures and you can handle them. We've got my personal favorite is a giant burrowing cockroach, which is ginormous.
Doesn't sound good.
It's the heaviest cockroach in the world, and it doesn't fly, and it's seriously cool.
Probably weighs more than my dog.
How big is it?
How much does it weigh?
Oh, it's about, it weighs 30 grams, which doesn't sound much, but it's about, I don't know, it's about 3 or 4 centimetres long, like the biggest ones. They're amazing.
I reckon I've found some of them in my house. But it's pretty cool. Like, you know, kids love bugs. You did when you were a kid, I'm sure, JB.
Yes.
Like as you're playing in the backyard, you like to investigate.
They've always interested me.
Yeah.
They've always interested me. They're cool.
However, there is another element to the exhibit, which is edible bugs.
Yes. And this is, we've had this before and it was so popular that we had to get them back. And what we've got is a whole, it is really popular.
Free lunch for the kids. Free lunch for the kids. You don't have to reach into your pocket.
So what we do is we bring around this tray, all very hygienic, and we've got a selection of roasted insects for people to try. Chili and finger lime roasted cricket.
Oh.
Chili and finger lime. Okay.
Or chili and garlic. The garlic takes the sort of, you know, the tart off the chili.
I am Italian, so I add garlic to most dishes.
Well, that's probably up your alley then. We're actually going to try some of these edible bugs, JB. You haven't had breakfast yet, so I thought I'd treat you on our last day this week to a bit of a free protein-fueled brekkie.
Right in time for Easter.
What do you want to try?
Chockers full of protein. Very good for you.
What's your suggestion for a first-timer?
Okay, look, I'm gonna give you, what about the lemon myrtle roasted mealworms? We'll put a couple of them in a little container.
Good.
And then what about, you said you like garlic, so just a couple of the chili roasted. The chili and garlic roasted one. So here we have
JB.
A little try.
You give it a go first. Tell me how it goes, and then I'll see if I do.
You just put your hand in and just grab one. You know, you got to crunch
it. Like a pill cup. And just swallow it whole. You got to chew them.
Please do smell a bit.
3, 2, 1. Oh, listen to that crunch. What do you think? Is that all in your mind, though?
I think so.
It's all in your mind. I bet you it tastes delicious. Oh,
I hated it. Why didn't I bring water?
All right, I want to give one a go as well because I'm not going to leave you.
What about a plain roasted? There we are.
Okay.
Plain roasted.
My dad feeds these mealworms to his birds.
And you can have a, I'll but give live. You a cricket too. What's that? That one is a plain roasted cricket and a plain roasted mealworm. So you're getting the whole natural taste.
The mealworm just tastes like a dry Vita Wheat. Like, it just tastes like a dry cracker.
Yeah, it's a bit, they say it's a bit nutty. Mm. I can give you one with, you want one with flavour? What about the chilli one?
And this is just a plain cricket?
That's a plain cricket. Well, I'll give you another chicken.
Look, I'm trying to get past the thought. How do you do it?
The plain cricket's not too bad.
Yeah? I can't get past it. I'm sorry.
It's kind of like a peanut.
There's a few little ants.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to try the ants because I've been told that they taste kind of citrusy. Like you can put them on salads if you want a citrus edge.
Yeah, you know, like if you... Oh! You can actually eat green tree ants. They taste... Like it's, there's a little bit of formic acid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not bad. This is the way of the future, JB. They're talking about making protein out of bugs in the future for when, like, you know...
Look, I'm not against.
We want to look after the environment.
That first one I struggled. That was a heavy flavour. Oh. That was very interesting to me.
Do you not try a plain one then?
No.
Oh, well, if you want to try the edible bugs, or maybe you just want to go and check out live bugs and see if it feels cool to have a cockroach climb over your hand, the Museum of Tropical Queensland is where to go.
Get the kids in there, plus free lunch. Woo! Museum of Tropical Queensland. Thanks, Claire. Get up
with Cliffo and Gabby on Townsville's Hit 103.1.
Do you know how when travellers go overseas and come back, they often will write up articles, some words of wisdom, tips and things when going to a particular country?
Definitely.
Now, a British woman has done that on Australia.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so this woman from the UK, she's come over, spent a bit of time in Australia, gone home, and she feels that she needs to share her infinite words of wisdom with the people of the UK about what Australians find rude.
Oh, okay. if she's got it right, I'm not opposed to it because I'd prefer travellers to come here and be polite.
To know what annoys us.
But it'd be interesting to know what she has picked up.
Yeah, exactly. Well, she's written a full-blown article and she's got a few points. Now, the first one is bragging. She says that Australians find bragging rude. I thought everyone found bragging rude.
That's a worldwide rule.
That's what I thought. Aussie accent attempts.
Oh, yeah, that's so annoying.
I can't stand it. I can't stand people trying to do it.
No, because they never get it right, and it's always really ridiculous, and just you're meant to laugh and be polite.
But I'll try a British accent. It's hilarious. They're saying tipping, that Australians find tipping. Do you know how it's a massive one in the States?
You've got to tip in the States.
Where you have to tip, but this woman has said that Australians find tips rude.
Okay, whoa.
I'm going to eat
that. Tipping's not expected in Australia. However, no one's going to say no to extra money.
No, someone's going to give me money.
I'll take it.
I don't find it rude, okay? So if there's any people that have just arrived in Australia now, but feel free, give me money. I'm not going to be upset.
If you like our talking, throw us a 50.
A few others include staying left when you're walking.
Yeah.
A rule to stay left. A lot of Aussies don't follow that.
No, that's frustrating.
Walking traffic, that's a whole other concern I'll bring up at a later time. Littering and personal space are in there. A big one as well, jumping the queue. She said Australians find people that jump the queue rude.
All right, try to do that in America and see if it's different there. Exactly. Like, what are you talking about?
Now that next time I go overseas, I'm just going to jump in. Everyone will be like, good on you, sir. Good jump.
Get up with
Cliffo and Gabby on Townsville's Hit 103.1.
This is Gabby's Diary. Oh, she's sweet but a psycho.
A brand new installment of Gabby's Diary this week.
I forget what episode we're up to. I think it's like 16 or 17 along those lines. But if you've missed the last couple, I have started dating a boy on the bus. I am in year 8. And
Pete.
I go to an all-girls high school, so the bus is the only place to
meet
boys.
So you come together on the bus.
Yeah, and then we separate to our schools and then meet together of an afternoon. So it's a bus relationship.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. And we go to Friday, the 22nd of the 3rd, 2002. Dear Diary, I've started feeling the butterflies again. Yay! They came back yesterday when Pete gave me a hug, and today on the bus when we were actually touching instead of sitting like 10 centimetres apart.
Oh, my God.
We haven't pashed, but it's okay because he said he just didn't want to because it's scary that everyone's just so interested. I then go on to do a whole page of, I love Pete, like the entire page is just filled with that. And then I say,
that is shame, yeah.
Sorry about that, it's just so true. I love Pete, he's just such a sweet guy and it's almost been 3 weeks.
Oh.
Yes, it'll be our 1 month anniversary on the 13th of April. So that means on my birthday, it'll be 3 months, if it lasts that long, which I'm sure it will. Got to go to dinner. Bye-bye.
Oh, no kisses yet either.
No kisses yet. Well, you know, when you only see each other on the bus, when there's always an audience, it's pretty difficult
to get
some
time. Sounds
like
you're making excuses for Pete.
Gabby. I was probably just as much to blame.
Maybe, but I love that there was a whole page of I Love Pete. Curious to find out what next week has in store for us. Will it be next week or is it 2 weeks now?
It'll have to be 2 weeks because next Thursday is a public holiday.
A big week to wait and see if Pete and Gabby finally seal the deal with a pash, as you word it, but we know for a fact you do love him. Gabby's Diary returns in 2 weeks. It's Hit 103.1.
Hit Breakfast with Cliffo and Gabby.
This is really exciting news, and don't judge straight away, Justin, because I feel like you will, but Event Cinemas...
I would never do such things.
No, you're definitely going to judge, because as soon as I say this, you're going to be like, oh, I'm going to eat a steak! But Event Cinemas are actually rolling out vegan choc tops throughout their cinemas.
Vegan choc tops.
Yeah, so the vegan ice cream brand Over the Moo is actually going to be incorporated into Event Cinemas. They're just rolling them out in New South Wales and Queensland at the moment. But they are flavoured. There's chocolate and then there's salted caramel flavours. So you've got two flavours to choose from. Now, I'm not vegan, but I'm really excited about this because I am severely lactose intolerant. So when it's a vegan product, it means there ain't no lactose in there.
Severely lactose intolerant. I am I've heard good reviews about vegan ice creams as well. What was it, Magnum? Have you tried those ones?
Oh, yes, I have.
I've never tried any of the vegan ice creams. I'm open to it. I'm willing to give it a crack. But
I say they're amazing.
Yeah.
However, I'm pretty sure by being gluten-free and lactose-free, my taste buds have practically died because they're so bored. And
I don't blame them.
I will say that something is incredible, and then someone who has normal taste buds like yourself will try it and say it's horrific. So don't base your opinions on mine because they're not very, very good.
Yeah, okay.
But I think they're great.
Look, I'm open to try it. I'm also open to eat a full-blown normal one directly after.
They're still going to have normal Choc Tops. Like, they're not replacing them. It's just another option for those out there who are either vegan or lactose-free.
It's good to have the option.
Yeah.
Especially for yourself. Like, since you can't taste anything, why not release another food that
just
you can't
just give me cardboard.
Taste.
I'll think it's amazing.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.